This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
For now, though, we move on to our next conversation. And this evening, we are in conversation with Sastria. And CEO Mpumi Jikwe joins us right now. And we really are having a conversation about South Africa's risk landscape. We know that Sastria offers special risk insurance to government institutions like municipalities and hospitals and schools, among many others. We also see private organizations and individuals that own assets within the borders of South Africa being covered by the organization. But in this interview specifically, with Sastria, we want to understand South Africa's risk landscape in the context of the upcoming election, which is actually just over 2 months away, and also discuss the impacts that the July 2021 riots or protests had on the country and the economy. And Mpumi does join us now to really unpack this in detail. Mpumi, always a pleasure. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, and good evening to your listeners as well.
Brilliant.
Thank you for inviting me.
Wonderful. Always a pleasure having you here on Power Business. Let's get right into it. Taking into account that the July 2021 unrest affected over, I think, 40,000 businesses and job losses, were at the end of that. What impact does Sastria expect another major disturbance of unrest would have on the country's businesses and economy in 2024, given the time that it's also taken for us to recover from that July 2021 unrest?
Look, it's going to take us a while to recover fully from the July 2021 from an economic point of view, even though we see now, in terms of unemployment numbers due to that particular unrest have been almost reversed in totality. This morning or yesterday, Stats SA published unemployment numbers. So the overall effect of any event of that magnitude, the impact that it has on the infrastructure, businesses, and employment, it just means that opportunities for the country to grow get diminished. So we should put all our resources to make sure that we avert such a calamity, especially in the near future. Neither Sastria or the country can afford it.
Number one, we know that South Africa actually generally has peaceful, free and fair elections. But what kind of trends of protesting during election years have we noticed in the past, and how have they been managed?
Well, look, they've been managed pretty well because elections are governed by various forms of legislation. And for instance, one of them is that in each polling station, there must be at least two policemen. So we've got about 23,000 polling stations. You will see that on the day of the elections, they will be deployed across the length and breadth of South Africa. So, and even weeks before that, yesterday, actually, the presidency issued a statement to inform South Africans about the state of preparedness of the security cluster to deal with the elections. So I do not expect that the elections this year, from a protest or a damage to property point of view, will be any different from the ones we've had in the last 6 years. Yes, there will be maybe certain areas where we could experience some challenges, but overall, I am quite comfortable given what we have seen in the past that, if you look at Sastria's financial position during an election year, we actually received fewer claims than any other time of any other years. So in the last six election years, we had experienced good financial results, except for one, which was in 2019. And that had nothing to do with the elections, but more with the xenophobic attacks. So I do not think this year's elections are going to be any different. And we just have to take the extra measures, given the uniqueness of these elections. As you know, simultaneously, we've got more political parties than ever participating in the elections. I think the last number I saw was they were approaching 50 now that we know whom has the IEC approved or who has submitted the necessary signatures and met the requirements. I think they are approaching 50. We've got quite a number of independents as well. So given that sort of landscape, there are going to be people that are going to start casting aspersions on the proven credibility of the IEC to conduct elections. And we just need to manage that.
You're very correct, actually, Bumian, to be very careful of people who are alarmist in nature. Let's talk about some of the risks around infrastructure and cybersecurity also in South Africa and how we're taking stock of those.
Yes, look, infrastructure, we've seen, for instance, I think last year when we spoke, we were concerned about load shedding at this time of the year as South Africa was going into winter, as to whether that we could lead to grid failure. Fortunately, Eskom managed that risk particularly well. And then towards the later part of the year, we had challenges with the logistics sector where our harbors are clogged because we are unable to move goods out as fast as possible. And more recently, which is more worrying to Sazria, you've got the water challenges that we're experiencing in different parts of the country, which, you know, touch the ordinary people of South Africa, much more severely than those who are, I would say, are middle upper class. So the impact that it has on those people, and also that we could have some form of protest. So infrastructure does worry us and the underinvestment in it and the lack of maintenance thereof. Insofar as cyber is concerned, we are more concerned when, for instance, if an institution like SASSA and the Post Bank who run the backbone of our grant system, you know how many people are reliant on grants, and an attack happens on those systems and we fail to deal with it, the impact still has on the people who need that services more than most, and so the likely impact that it could have in terms of people protesting for lack of services. Those are the things that we are looking at when we are saying, how can, as South Africa, how can we manage those particular risks?
Got you. But we also want to touch on lessons learned from July 2021 there. Have we learned any lessons and implemented new, initiatives in order for us to possibly respond to anything like that should it happen again?
Yes. Look, there is no enough premium that we can charge to us to be able to pay premiums, for us to be able to pay claims should a calamity like July 2021 happen. I mean, the reason that Sazria was able to respond positively to that response was because the South African taxpayer, over and above the reinsurers that paid us some money, the South African taxpayer contributed an amount of 22 billion rand to Sazria to be able to pay those claims. Without that, we wouldn't have been able to sort of do that. So we should, as South Africans, try and avoid being in that similar position. It took us 42 years to get to that position. I am hoping that we never do again. And if we do, Sazria will have enough reserves to pay the claims without having to resort to the taxpayer. So what have we been doing? We've been increasing premiums, unfortunately, for the people who take our cover so that we can have enough money to pay. Secondly, we've been reducing our costs from a distribution cost of view and also our operational costs. The one cost that is difficult to control are the costs of reinsuring us. As I said earlier on, reinsurers paid us something close to 6 billion rand for the July 2021 event. So at some stage, they would like to get that money back. And what have they done? They have been increasing premiums that they charge us and, in some instances, refusing to provide us cover.
It does sound like an environment still worth, watching out for. But we'll keep in touch with you and your office as we head closer and closer into that election. And even as we digest, the outcomes of it. Thank you so much for your time this evening. It's always a pleasure hearing from you.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Have a good evening.
You too. That was Mbumi Chikwehi, CEO at Sasria.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.